Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Line commit Popeye Williams here in the Cards Cast. We were talking right before. You've got your first scrimmage coming up tomorrow. What's it going to be like to get back on the field and play some football?
Man, it's going to feel great. We started camp Monday, pro pads, helmet and shoulder pads. You know, we've been hitting practice hard every day. And for us to have this first scrimmage tomorrow is great. It's a great feeling to be back on the field with my brothers. And it's a great feeling to know that the season is right around the corner.
You've been pretty impressive, you know, since the end of, you know, your season last year. Your ratings have climbed, not with just 247 Sports, but across the board. You're now 247 Sport composite four-star. How's that feel to you? I mean, what's that mean to you?
When my dad told me that, it was just joy in my heart just to know that all the work that I've been putting in to this sport is just in dreams that I'm actually achieving. Goals that I'm actually achieving. It's just crazy because, you know, I was a three-star for a long time, and my dad and I talked. We were like, man, we got to get that four-star now. You know, you've been three-star for a while now. So, you know, all the camps that I did this summer, which was only like two camps, but the camps I did this summer, and I'm actually, you know, the work's paying off for my rating to go up, my stars to go up, and to actually see that my stars went up is just a great feeling.
Now, obviously, you've still got a senior year to go, so, I mean, you can still continue to climb.
Right.
Into your senior year, obviously, you just mentioned your camp's underway, you got scrimmages coming up. What are your goals, you know, individually for Popeye, but also for your team? What are your goals for your senior year?
So individually, my goals are to have double-digit sacks, have over 65 tackles, because that's how many tackles I had last year. So I want to have over 65 tackles. And I also want to, you know, just keep building myself just as a leader on and off the field this year with the team and, you know, try to get the team together, you know, bring them to my house, you know, just get them together and keep building a bond. You know, because this is I want to have a bond, you know, past football, you know, college years and even after that. So I just want them to know that, you know, yeah, we're playing football, but also off the field, we can have some fun as well, you know, play some video games and things like that. And then as a team goal, you know, the ultimate goal is to go back to state and win it this time. But as a team goal, you know, offense and defense, we got to step up and practice. I'm trying to, you know, get the offense and defense to bring energy every day at practice and play like we're opponents, you know, opposite teams and stuff like that, just so that when the time does come, it's easy in game. You know, we know how to bring energy. We know how to play with enthusiasm and we can, you know, beat the other team.
You guys got a lot of talent coming back on Westfield this year?
Yes, sir.
Nice. It sounds like you kind of stepped into that leadership role. Is that something that you enjoy?
Yes, sir. You know, previous years, I was kind of a laid-back, shy kind of kid, but my coach, he preaches full potential, and he's had plenty of meetings with me, and he's like, for you to reach your full potential, you have to get out of that shy shell. Like, you have to break that shell and be a leader. You have to bring people along. He's like, this is a year that you can bring people along. Last year, I also brought people along as well, but it wasn't my full potential of being a leader. So this year, I'm actually trying to be that leader that coach wants me to be.
Nice. Of course, you know, if you got a name like Popeye, you kind of got to, you know, you got to be out there a little bit. You've probably heard all the stories, the music, whatever, from Popeye growing up. Real quick, explain to those who maybe haven't heard yet, how did you get the name Popeye?
I got the name Popeye. So my mother, she had an ultrasound, and they gave her back the pictures and stuff like that. And I was flexing a muscle in my ultrasound pictures, and my mom was like, he looks like Popeye. And it just stuck with me ever since.
That's fantastic. You know, when you were little, did people make jokes? How's it been growing up with a name like Popeye? Because it's obviously very unique.
Yeah, it's very unique. And, you know, people – crazy part about it is, okay, so from elementary all the way up to eighth grade, people really didn't, seventh grade, people didn't really call me Popeye, like, as a whole. It was just a football name. So everything else was my real name, and then Popeye was just on the football field. I came to Westfield in eighth grade, and I told my coach and everybody, and they were like, yeah, Popeye. So the community here, my teachers, everybody, everybody in the world calls me Popeye now. That's my name. So, you know, people, they really don't joke about it as much. You know, some people might say, oh, Popeye, like the chicken place, or, you know, something like that here and there. But other than that, I get a lot of compliments like, oh, that's a hard name. You know, that's a unique name. They like it. So it's good.
So do you watch Popeye cartoons? Do you eat Popeye chicken?
I love Popeye's chicken. I eat Popeye's chicken all the time. I used to watch the cartoon all the time back in the day, and also eat spinach a lot too.
Oh,
so yeah,
nice.
It goes right along.
There you go. Sticking along that theme, you know, when you're off the field, obviously a lot of times when you're off the field, you may be, you know, in the gym working out stuff, but when you're away from football, you know, you mentioned video games. What kind of stuff do you like to do off the field?
Yeah, so off the field, I like to, you know, spend time with my family, really my brothers, just because I know now I'm starting to spend a lot of time with them now than before, because I know that I'm about to head off to college soon. And, you know, I want to actually, you know, bond with them heavy right now. So that's what I've been doing lately. I've also been hanging with friends a lot. You know, we go to the pool, or like you said, we go work out or do some stuff like that. I play video games. I play Madden and 2K. Things like that. And then other than that, really nothing.
Yeah. So when you're playing video, is it more sports related type games, or is there Halo or anything like that work in there?
Really more sports games, just because I think I kind of played out Call of Duty when I was younger. I used to play it every day nonstop. So I kind of played out. So I just started playing more sports games.
So do you put your name into the game? Are you playing as yourself?
Oh, yeah, I do that sometimes.
All right, yeah, so when we were talking yesterday, I guess you don't have anything scheduled to come back down to Louisville. You told me you were planning on making pretty much all of the home games and stuff. You also mentioned that you hope to graduate early, become an early enrollee. How big would that be for you to have that opportunity to get a head start like that?
It'll be a great opportunity. I was talking to my coach today about a few things that I have to finish up. He was telling me, man, it's going to be hard. But I told him today, I said, because the way my school worked, how I moved from another school to this school kind of messed me up a little bit in terms of classes and stuff like that. And I talked to my coach. We hit up my counselor today, and my coach was like, man, it's going to be hard. I told him, I said, coach, I'll do anything that I have to do to graduate early, to get on campus early. I said, if I have to take 10 classes, football practice, football games in this first trimester, and that's what I got to do if it's going to help me graduate early. So he was like, that's what I like to hear. So it'll be a great, great opportunity for me to get on campus early and get in the playbook early.
I mean, hearing your determination like that, it's easy to see why not only your ability on the field, but what your mindset is like off the field, why coaches like you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that come from?
Man, it's just Coach Gilbert, man, he's a great coach. And before I moved here, it was just me playing football. You know, it was just me just playing football just because I loved the sport. But when I moved here, I actually learned a lot from Coach Gilbert, because he sees so much potential in me, and he gave me so much knowledge that I didn't have. And so, you know, for those that don't know, my parents got divorced when I was 8 years old. And so when I used to play football just to play it and stuff like that, I really never had a why. And that's what my coach preached to me when I came here. Every time I had a meeting with him, he was like, what's your why? And like, I really didn't know my why until probably sophomore, for sure, junior year. And so my why is my mother. That's why I play football. She's my motivation. And so it's just like, you know, my mom just, when I was younger, seeing her determination with me and my brother, you know, her working countless hours. She's a nurse, by the way, but her working countless hours, you know, making sure that she had food on the table, making sure we were good. It's just every day I, you know, touch the field or go in the weight room or anything like that. It's just, she's always in my mind. So that's, you know, that's my mindset. It's like, I have to make it for her. So, yeah.
That's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. Yep. Well, hey, man, I appreciate you taking some time with us for the Louisville fans, obviously, that are listening. Mm-hmm. Any message to what Card Nation can expect from Popeye once he does put on the red and black?
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's going to be a fun time when I get down there. You guys are going to see a lot of entertainment when I get down there as well. And I'm ready to go win a championship, put on for the city.
Nice. Love to hear it. Hey, man, appreciate you taking some time and joining us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.